Blog Talk Radio.
Show that's coming up soon on Fonier Radio Station, FonierRadio.com. And I'm supposed to start in a few days, so putting my plans together while doing schoolwork, while taking care of this new apartment that I moved into. Then I have to go shopping for a new vehicle because I crashed my other vehicle on the turnpike. Sad story. But anyway, I was here thinking about things, you know, being a celebrity. How will I be able to cope? Because that's something I've been running from all my life. I mean, when I was about, 14, 15 years old and recorded my first song, there were all these opportunities out there for me, and I turned every single one of them down because maybe I think that I'm afraid of same when really and truly I'm afraid of the outcome, you know, the way people are false nowadays. And if you really want to meet upon false people, all you have to do is to enter into the music industry. You'll meet them all. Look at Justin. I mean, cute, nice guy came on the scene, and look at his life right now. And if his mom should call up Usher and said, what's going on with my son? Usher going to be like, you expect me to watch him? Do you really expect that of me? I can't be watching your son everywhere he goes. But when Usher wanted to sign the contract with Justin, it was like, listen, I promise you, I will take care of your child. I will be like a second father to him. I will be a mentor to him. You know, and give her all that talk. And now look at the kid. I mean, at first, I honestly did not like Justin. No, I didn't. But I like him now. I tend to like people that other people fight against. Like when everyone was fighting against Britney, I was one of the people who came out and said, stop, enough is enough, leave her alone. So I'm like a defender. But I feel so sorry for him that I will be using his song to start my first show on Funye Radio because I've listened to many songs, and his song is one of the songs that really, really relates to me. And I won't say which song, but when you think about it, it definitely relates to my life. And so I have this place in my heart for Justin Bieber right now. But when you think about people like, some people call her Rihanna. I call her Rihanna. When you think about Rihanna, I don't want to be like her. Definitely not. First of all, when she came out, I liked her hairstyle. I don't know what the hell she's trying to do with herself lately. Sometimes the girl looks like a goat and big forehead and all. She don't know what to do with herself. My kids were talking about it yesterday. She had the opportunity to stand up for women that have been abused, but instead she refused to do that and sat like a fool on the television telling everyone that how she cares about Chris Brown. Chris Brown ain't care about you, bitch. Think about it. Why would you care for a girl who almost bought your career down the drain? I mean, if Lil Wayne and everyone didn't come forth and say, hey, I'm going to be on a song with you so that, you know, people will still buy the record because I'm on it, not because you're on it, but because I'm on it. Oh, my God. And if they didn't come forward and help him, I don't know what would have become of him. So how do you bring a girl like Rihanna to your mom and say, mom, we made up? Hell no. I'm going to say, son, are you crazy? I mean, your entire career was almost destroyed because of this one girl from Barbados. Are you really, really, really crazy to get back with her when you are Chris Brown and there are so many girls out there in the world? Let me tell you, I don't think it was just Chris' fault. Although I do take up for women that have been abused, because I've been abused for years, no more, I don't think it was just his fault. That girl is a bitch. You can tell. She'd be like, Chris, who was that girl? Who was that girl? I know she was not a fan. And Chris said, Chris be like, hi. And you'd be like, Rihanna, leave me alone. And she'd be like, I want to know now. I want to know now. Are you telling me or not? And Chris be like, listen, bitch, please be quiet. You call me a bitch? You call me a bitch? Your mother is a bitch. And then, I never thought I could do this. And then Chris Brown be like, you just said my mother is a bitch, and woof, straight in her eyes. You know, although sometimes I do think they kind of like paint up the picture, make it look real bad. Because if Rihanna didn't get some slaps, I swear she wouldn't be this famous. Mm-mm. She was just a lazy body, you know, infatuated with Jay-Z and all that. But after the bitch slap, fame. But I realized her, like her last four songs, she don't know what to do with herself. You know, the one in the bathtub where she sits there crying, and I mean, she looks so ugly. no makeup on her face, forehead sticking out, and she just looked like she on drugs, straight up. I don't know if she's worried about Drake or what, but she just didn't look right. And so, you know, I don't want to be like them. Definitely not. If I want to be like anyone, I think it's Miley Cyrus. Because I think I can relate to her because she's crazy, just like me. And it's not a don't care a damn attitude. It's just her way of saying, this is me. And some of you are not going to accept me. Oh, my God, I heard that girl in an interview, and she's so intelligent. I'm still trying to speak English, going to Nova Southeastern University, Full Sail University, trying to get this crap right, because, you know, I came from the islands, too. But Miley Cyrus sounds so professional, and you wouldn't, it's hard to think that that's the same girl who will be shaking her booty on stage. Mm-mm. But I so admire that girl. As a matter of fact, she's definitely a millionaire. That girl is real smart, and she don't need that guy that everybody is talking about that she's going crazy over. Hell no. Why would she need him? For what? I mean, the girl looks good. Her body looks good. And what the hell is going on with Minaj? What is going on with her? I mean, the girl can't come out with one good song. Recently, she haven't come out with a song that makes sense, because she's trying so hard to be this rapper, you know, that she doesn't want to sing a lot. And when she sings, I think she does a great job. You know, like You See Right Through Me, that will be in my program, too. I had it to my playlist yesterday. I love the song. If she could do more songs like that, wow. I mean, the girl is good, but then you trying to rap and try to be like a man, and then talking about what bees in the trap, you know, that lesbian set thing that you're talking about, all that. She ain't need all that. If she want to last long in the industry, she got to give the people what they want. Like when I go to the studio, Pierre would keep saying to the guys that work there, Pierre's a producer, and he would keep saying to the musicians, give her what she wants. It's the same thing, you know. So, you know who I hate in the industry? Wendy Williams. I really hate that prick. I hate her. And you know why I hate her? I'm sure if I, don't get me wrong, I'm sure if I met her in person, she would be the sweetest person on the face of the earth. I can tell. But looking from the outside, I hate her, the falseness, you know, false breasts, false tits, whatever you call it. And then the false color, you know she bleached, right? All over the whole body, because, you know, she got to look uniformed. So she, I just hate her. You know, you can tell she have a lot of stitches over her body, and then she talks people so much that I figure that I'll talk her too. This is the only day I'm going to talk people. You ain't going to catch me talking people again, because this today is a gossip show, you know. But sometimes I look at people like Wendy, and I said, bitch, you need to get out of that seat and put me there. Because I feel that I'm so young and energetic, and they're so old, and, you know, people tell them what to do, you know, like the show director tell them, okay, you're going to say a joke here, say a joke there. I'm just a naturalist, you know. And when Oprah quit, I was like, yeah, that's where I belong. And I know I belong there. It may take me another 10 years, but I know I belong there. I'm so glad that people get old, because if those people were, like, never to get old, imagine Madonna. Imagine Madonna. She would stay in the industry forever. Thank God Beyonce is getting old. She's getting so old that she's getting calm. And have little children singing with her, you know, and becoming mommy dearies. Of course they spent a lot of money to let that stupid song reach number one. The song is so stupid. But I like the video. But the song is stupid. I mean, Drunk in Love, how can you reach to the top of the mountain, then you're going to sing a song about drunk in love? I mean, if I was there, I would be singing like Whitney, you know, I'll always love you, rest in peace, baby. That's what I would be doing. Not singing about drunken love. That girl is so stupid. I mean, if your father slept with another woman while he was married to your mother, that shouldn't cause you to be so dumb. I mean, she's even dumb. You can tell in her face that she's jealous, you know, and insecure. I don't know what people doing with their fame lately. I know what I'm going to do with mine. First of all, let me tell you my game plan. I'm coming out of my shell for 10 months only. I'm going to do my radio show for 10 months. 6 months out of the 10 months, I'm staying locked down. School, radio show. I ain't going nowhere. I don't want to see no one. I don't want to be at no get-together parties or anything. I just want to stay locked down because I can't let this fame thing get to my head. No. Then after 6 months, this is what I'll do. I'll tell myself, listen, your name is out there more than ever. And get ready for it because it's like a performance. It's like you're on stage, you're behind stage, and they said, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Amari, DJ Mona Lisa, and you like breathe in, breathe out, then you step forward. It's a performance because if it wasn't a performance, we couldn't do it. We definitely couldn't do it because fame is a thing that affects the mind, the spirit, the body, and the soul. It definitely does. That's why a lot of superstars, when they are about to step out, they take drugs. While some people take drugs, you will realize that in boxing, they have to take something also. But it's not drugs. You know, it's the coach right there telling them, you can do it. Go for it. Also in football, you can do it. Go for it. That's why I do believe that it's time that I get serious about having someone to manage me. Because someone has to be there to tell me, Mona, listen, I know you don't like fame, and I know you do have anxiety attacks, but this is a job you're doing. You know, the people deserve to see your face. They've seen your pictures. They've heard you, you know, spoken. They've heard you, you know, they've listened to your shows. So now you need to step out there. And then I'll definitely step out there for a day or two and then crawl right back into my shell. Beautiful people, it's life, when you think about life, everybody's talking about, I want to be famous, I want to be famous, but it's not a good thing. R. Kelly spoke about it. As a matter of fact, he sang about it in his song, you know, and I was listening to one of his interviews yesterday, and it's like, all of a sudden, everybody wants something, you know, even his one of his songs is trying to tell you something, my house, my car, my this, my that, you know, and people no longer see you as a person, they see you as an object like a bank that is supposed to spit out money, spit out money, spit out money, but all of a sudden no one has a heart for you, and I like to be loved, really loved. That's why I honestly don't have any friends right now because I ain't feeling the love. I need to feel that love, and I ain't feeling it. So I'm kind of glad that I came to Orlando close to my school. I know no one, ain't no friends, so-called friends stopping by because the love is not real anymore. You look in their eyes, you can tell it's all about being a friend of DJ Mona Lisa Amari, but it's not about being a friend of Venice. As you know my name, Venice Feng Chang. Watch out for my articles. I'll be writing a lot of articles. I just signed up with this website, and I'll be sending out like 3-4 articles every week in regards to, right now I'm writing one about Kama Sutra. I'm writing one right now, should be finished soon. I also wrote one about this homeless guy that I saw on the street and how I felt about him and what went down, you know, and I'll be putting them out there. You just have to look for my name, Venice Feng Cheng, the writer, V as in vanilla, E-N-E-I-C-E, F as in Frank, U-N-G-C-H-U-N-G. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/DJ Mona Lisa. It's important that you do follow me because, like, for example, my schedule for my new shows coming up, how will you know if you have to wait on a Blog Talk Radio show? You know, so if you follow me on Twitter, you'll definitely know everything that's going on. I also have Nine Space for Friends on Facebook, facebook.com/DJ Mona Lisa. And in case there's no space there, you can also follow me. And last but not least, facebook.com/TheSexyMonaLisa. I've just recently become a team member of Fonye, so I'm also on the Fonye network. You can check me out on any Fonye network. I think it's facebook.com/flying over New York City. Yeah, I think that's it. But overall, this is what it boils down to. There are a lot of people out there, and you have a husband, two kids, a job, and you think that your life is so boring. As a spiritualist, recently I have a client that she says to me that she would rather die than live the life that she's living now. And I mean, to me, it's a beautiful life. She has a husband that loves her unconditionally. She has three beautiful children, beautiful apartment, and she never had to work a day in her life in the past, but things are a little bad now. You know, it's not like before, but still they're not the worst. And she says that she would rather die. That's what she says. And I want you to know that the grass is not always greener on the other side. You see us out there, and you think that we're happy most of the times. We're not. I had to go inside and find happiness for myself. I had to even lay down last night and said, Jesus, being that it has reached a stage where I don't really trust anyone in this world, I will need to hold your hand more than ever for you to walk with me, for you to talk with me, for you to guide me. And I'm asking you to enter into the life of someone and work through them on my behalf so that they may represent me and represent me truthfully. It's so tough. It's so hard being at the top. And the thing about being at the top, someone is always thinking of, I'm sinking you. Yeah, they want your position. I was telling my manager-to-be recently about the DJ who paid $4,000 to have me killed. And he was like, what? I said, yeah. You know, when I was on WNWK and another female DJ paid to have me killed. I mean, how desperate. This is crazy. Why would you want to have me kill? You want to get rid of my cute face, huh? But what? It's so stupid for anybody to kill me right now because I'm like a virus all over the internet. So even if somebody should take my body right now, I'm air there everywhere, and I'm sure they can't get me down. You just have to Google me to see DJ Mona Lisa. Yeah, DJ Mona Lisa. You can put it as one word or you can put it as two words. But overall, everything you do in life, someone is going to be envious of you. And you got to be very strong. There were times I used to walk away from everything that was mine, but no more. I came across this show yesterday, and this pastor was talking, and he said there was a time in life when he did not want wealth. He thought that it was not of God. I just came out of that situation where I did not want wealth. I wanted to stay poor. I didn't want to own nothing because I wanted to serve God, and I wanted to have a clean heart. I ended up on the streets of America, and that's when I questioned my God and questioned myself and realized that I have to have in order so that in order for my children to be blessed. I have to have. When I can suffer alone, you know, I can't afford for my kids to suffer. Just because I want to live like Gandhi and Mother Teresa, of course I want to be like them. But not now. Because, you know, the kids, they need a roof over their heads. You know, they need to take a shower and stuff like that. And so I realized that some people don't have to have the basic things in life. But maybe you do, and maybe I do. So, you know, when you're looking for that partner in life, consider, is this person going to be the type of partner that helps me to accomplish more? Or will I become less than I am today? Because if you are a person that have great visions to help people worldwide, you may need a partner that is able to stand by your side. Definitely. Beautiful people, it's so wonderful being here with you today, because some days I wake up and I feel like I just can't do it because I only get 3 hours sleep each morning because I go all night. But I just want you to know that, first of all, Jesus is coming, believe it or not. Yes, it's important that you protect your soul. Anyone that causes you anger, stay away from them. And I also want you to know that deep inside of you is a child crying out for help. All of us have a child in us that child needs to be fed, that child needs to be comforted, that child needs to be taken care of. However you choose to do it, whether a psychologist, whether a pastor, find someone to talk to who is willing to listen to you. Thank you so much. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. The DJ Mona Lisa is here on Blog Talk Radio. I can't.